Wait, is it Omicron? Omicron? Omicron?
Omicron.
Omicron? Omicron? I don't know. This is Free Talk Live, however, that I do know. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. The captain makes his triumphant return. I was out last week. I was having a bit of an issue with my voice. I couldn't talk. I had some sort of a weird cold thing.
It wasn't the one-niner.
It was not the... It was not the Omicron.
Omicron.
A little bit of a, you know, sniffle, and then my voice went out, and I was just like, I'm going to talk like this, and it wouldn't have been very friendly to the radio. So, sadly, I had to take it off. But
I was out last week, too.
Were you?
Yes. Well, I wasn't sick, but for other reasons.
I did not miss you, because I was also out. Otherwise, I would have missed you, Nikki. And also, we have...
Steve Classic, stay 6 feet away, please. I heard, every news story is that the Omicron is everywhere. So I just took some extra precaution tonight, because New Hampshire, and I guess everything, like the hospitals are overflowing, there's dead people in the driveways.
And let's just take a minute and discuss the precautions that Steve Classic has taken. For those of you who are not watching the video feed, because there is one over at, I think it's video.freetalklive.com, you have the classic Tyvek suit. This is the full white zip up with the hood. You've got, of course, headphones on so you can hear what we're doing here on the show. You've got some safety goggles.
Yes.
It appears. You've got some sort of a face covering, a mask,
yes,
and some gloves as well that look, you look like you are not going to get contaminated.
Well, I could probably help the National Guard picking up all the bodies in the driveways. That's what I could maybe help do some of that while I'm up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Are there boots as well? You wearing boots?
Oh, yes.
I can't really.
I don't know if you can see.
Like straight up galoshes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Wouldn't want any of those bodily fluids getting on my feet.
Yeah. And so you're, of course, dressed this way because of what the media has been telling you.
Oh, Macron. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I heard that 1 million people a day are going to get. I don't want it. So I'm taking all prophylactic precautions.
Nice. Body condom underneath the suit?
Well, we'll see at the next commercial break. Or if you're listening on the radio, you can only imagine just like theater of the mind.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
Yeah.
The limits of the imagination. All right. We have all sorts of fun things to talk about, but let's go to your calls and thoughts right away. We have Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on last night. You guys had a thing on about New York and their COVID craziness, but it seems like here in Ohio, like people who have believed in it the whole way through are acting just as crazily as they are there.
Why do you suppose that is?
The mind-screwingness that the media did.
I can't agree more.
Like you were joking about...
Go ahead.
Like you were joking about in the intro, the guy wearing the full Tyvek suit?
That's Steve Classic.
And that wasn't a joke.
Yeah. It is.
I'm scared. I read all the headlines. I'm just prepared.
It is insane to me that the powers that be, normally referred to by most folks as government, these people who did the lockdowns, they did enforce the social distancing, forced businesses to close, forced people to wear masks when, and none of these things worked. None of these things stopped the spread of the original, the OG variant, the Delta variant, nor the Omicron. And so they're doing these things again.
And so that's why I find it's crazy. Because I was just telling somebody, they were saying that, you not wanting to wear a mask in places where they don't require it is insane. Which just made me angry.
Yeah, I bet it did.
I suggest you go get a Tyvek suit and just one up the other people. Maybe just, show up, really scare people. The mask, the Tyvek suit, the gloves, the boots, and just walk around in the store and people would just go, why are you doing that? Well, it's the Omicron. Aren't you scared to death? All you have is a little paper mask.
And then you can go around and then you can shame all them. I can't believe you're only wearing a mask.
How dare you?
How irresponsible.
Or maybe you could figure out how to fasten like a yardstick to the front of yourself and a yardstick to the rear of yourself, and then walk around and just spin around in a circle every now and again. And if you hit anybody, you shame them. You're like, hey, you're not 6 feet away from me.
A 6 foot hula hoop.
Oh, I got one even better.
Okay.
So because of I'm blind, and so I have a white cane, and just stick it out like the yardstick, like you're
in a circle. That's great, Sam. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. It is crazy. What's even more crazy is, like, questions keep popping up or into my mind that I don't have answer to and I don't know who to ask. For example, you didn't get vaccinated and you have not contracted COVID, right? Assuming just a hypothetical.
Those are the people who are out on the driveways.
Hypothetical situation. You did not contract COVID and you have not been vaccinated in any way. And then you get COVID. How do you know? Do you get the first strain first? Before you can get the Delta, and then you can get the... Or do you just go straight to Omicron and skip the other two? How does that work?
Well, it depends what you're infected with.
Wow.
But, I mean, really, I mean, they can't... I don't even believe that they can tell the difference with these COVID tests.
That's what I'm saying. So, if I go in and I get tested, are they going to be able to say...
They won't be able to differentiate.
You've got COVID OG, which is 1.0, yeah. Right? Or Delta you've got 2. Delta, which is 2.0, or you've got Omicron, which is now 3.0, right?
I mean, there's no actual way to tell, but from what I'm kind of hearing in the media, it seems like they're just kind of like, nope, now it's all Omicron. Before it was all Delta, and then it was all regular COVID.
Right.
So it seems like...
How did that happen?
Real COVID, or COVID OG, so to speak, has been eradicated, which is a miracle.
How did that happen? Certainly
the media,
wasn't from the vaccination.
Yeah, the media said so.
Because
must be true.
People were still getting breakthrough cases, quote unquote.
Well, the Delta and the Omicron is the result of the vaccination. I suspect.
Omicron.
Yeah. So let's see. What other questions? Oh, yeah. So same scenario, right? You've not contracted COVID and you've not been vaccinated. Do you just go and get the fourth shot and that takes care of the first three? Or do you have to get the first one and then wait and then get the second one and then wait and then get the third one and then wait and then get the fourth one in order to be considered fully vaccinated?
That'd be 3 months.
Right.
Right? You have to wait a month then for your booster another month.
Like when I'm
3 months.
When I'm installing software on a computer and, you know, I go and download, you know, some version of some software that I want. I get the latest version immediately. I skip 1.0, 2.3, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Is that how it works with this with these vaccines? You know, can you just go straight to the fourth one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you got to get all of them.
You got to get one every month for the rest of your life until
you
it kills
you.
You
get the toaster. You get the
Then you get the free pizza.
And then there's like there has to be people out there who have received, say, round one of the vaccines, you know, your choice of flavor, Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer or Moderna, whatever flavor you're into. And then you see that, oh, look, you have to get a second one. And then, you know, you hem and you haw about that. And then all of a sudden, before you could go get it, there's a third one now. And you have to be asking yourself, well, first of all, they, quote unquote, the news and all the science, Mr. Fauci, all got onto you. Safe and effective.
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's so effective that I need to get a shot four times?
Well, they just didn't know.
New and improved.
This technology is just so new that they didn't know. But they know it's safe. They don't know that it's going to... They don't know how many shots you need.
I think they...
But they do know it's going
to
be safe.
They need to look up the word effective and safe, I think.
Well, they don't care.
Seems that way to me.
It's getting hot here. I got to take this off. I'm willing to go for it.
Are you going to sacrifice your
COVID
sensibilities?
I'll take the Omicron.
All right.
I'll go find some.
The Steve Classic Strip Show over at video.freetalklive. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. It's Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in. We're a live nationally syndicated radio call-in program that's also broadcast over the internet and some satellite channels. And I don't know, somebody's probably translating us into Braille somewhere or doing smoke signals to alert the tribes and all that fun stuff. If you want to call and join the conversation, the telephone number you need to dial is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. It is Sunday, so I am here, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, with your Sunday edition. Joining me,
Steve Classic, without the Tyvek suit now, if you're watching.
And Nikki, Nikki, without a Tyvek suit.
Indeed. Indeed. You didn't bring a suit for everybody, though, huh?
No.
I know, it's kind of rude.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We could have looked like Devo or something. Flower pots.
I was at a protest in Hartford today. I was the only one wearing a Tyvek suit. And when you're out there in the cold, the Tyvek really helps the wind resistance.
Tell us about this protest. What was it?
It was an anti-passport, digital passport thing that our stupid governor is trying to roll out.
So out in Connecticut, what's your moron? I mean, your governor's name?
Lamont.
Lamont. Like the guy from... what do you call it?
I don't know if anyone could see the sign.
Sanford and Son?
Yeah, like Lamont, you big dummy.
You big dummy.
Yeah. So he's trying to, you know, he's trying to implement a passport, but he says it's voluntary with the restaurants and the businesses.
So we're talking COVID passport here.
The digital COVID passport, like the one that's over there.
Does he know what voluntary means?
No, he does not.
Okay.
So I think the restaurateurs and the businesses are basically going to be enslaved to do the government's work to enforce this without pay, which is against the 14th Amendment. It's enslavement.
Well, it's just against good common sense, right?
Well, that,
like,
too.
You know, if you're a business owner, the last thing you need to be doing is footing the bill for enforcing something that tyrants want to shove down your throat.
Collecting sales tax. And you got to pay the stamp to send the money in.
Right. So was the, like... My problem with protests is, like, you can never call them successful.
No.
Because they don't really do anything.
No.
Right? Other than, like, alert other people to the fact that you are against this.
Well, I mean, when it starts, it's, you know, 10 people, 20 people. And then, like, today I think we had about 200, 250 people.
Excellent.
On a Sunday, freezing cold before Christmas.
Yeah. That's excellent.
And it does draw attention to the issue. So I would say that does something.
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of thumbs up, but we get a lot of number ones, too.
So as far as protests go, this one was more successful than other ones.
I think so because, you know, when we first started, it was, 15 days to flatten the curve. So people... Or was it two? Whatever. So on day 16, there's a small bunch that are already fed up.
Yeah.
And then it's the masks. And then a bigger bunch gets fed up. And then the vaccine, then a bigger bunch. So and I think the vaccine passports, I think, have just awoken more people saying, like, I've reached my breaking point.
Too far.
Because this is, like, if they get their foot in the door with this, then the whole entire, like, social credit thing that they've done in China is just waiting. All the code is written. All they need to do is flip a switch to turn that bastard on, and all of a sudden we're all in a even worse nightmarish dystopia than we currently are.
Your digital passport has an update. Would you like to do that? Oh, yes. And now it has all social credit score.
You would have no choice. It would be like, we're restarting your phone because your thing is updating whether you like it or not
overnight
in the middle of something important that you're doing.
Exactly. But I you know, the thing is, the digital passports in Connecticut are being rolled out or implemented by the governor's wife and her company or something like that. She's involved with it. But what they're going to do with this is basically they're going to sell your data to advertising agencies. So basically, it's a digital passport, but it's also sucking all the information off your phone, your contacts, what you're watching on Facebook, et cetera, and it's going to sell that data. So it's basically
for your safety.
For your safety, so you can't go into a restaurant.
You want people to be safe, don't you, Nikki?
It's all about keeping you safe.
What about Grandma? Do you hate the elderly? What about the children?
You're trying to kill Grandma.
How will the roads get built? Oh wait, no, that has nothing to do with the.
But the roads. The COVID. What about the roads?
I'm mixing in M-U-H, right? There's always muh, right? Muh roads, muh safety, muh grandma. Oh, it is crazy. I can't, I can't believe that they're just like, they did all this stuff and none of it worked. And they're like, let's just do it all again.
Call
we know it didn't work the first time.
Oh, no, but it's.
We're just going to do it again.
But it's our fault that it didn't work. That's what all the believers are like. Well, it's all you unvaccinated anti-maskers.
It's a disease of the unvaccinated, right?
Yeah. A disease of the free thinker.
Captain, you know, continues.
If you just simply believe that your immune system will take care of it, apparently that, you know, makes you evil.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. No money to be made on that.
And they don't talk about it very. Like, I'm in this weird category where I had the COVID and I got over it. I know it was COVID because some of the other people here in this studio got it and they went and got tested, and I had the same symptoms as they did at about the same time that they got it. So, I mean, you know, anecdotal, sure. But I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't get an official diagnosis, but I got over it. And so now I'm just like, well, why do I need a shot?
Well, because
let's just assume.
Oh, you had the OG.
Let's just assume.
What about the Omicron?
Right. Let's just assume for a minute that the vaccines actually were safe and effective, right? Why would I need one now? I wouldn't.
Because
I had the thing, I got over it. It's like.
But the new one.
You had chickenpox, you got over it. You don't need the chickenpox vaccine.
Wait. The vaccine doesn't work against the new one either.
Oh, right.
We need a new vaccine.
And it didn't work against the first one.
Oh, so you should just get four.
And then get a toaster.
Isn't the
definition, wear a mask while you're doing it.
Isn't the definition of insanity like doing the same thing over and over again?
Expecting different results. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Speaking of insanity, there's a real COVID crisis happening. This is breaking news. A real corona crisis. I'm doing my best to give you my serious voice. This is not a fake crisis. This is a real, true, honest corona crisis that is happening. This was reported on the today, actually, the 19th of 2021 via RT. A truck carrying beer has flipped on a busy highway.
Ooh, they didn't flatten the curve around the highway.
A truck transporting corona beer bottles overturned in the Netherlands on Sunday, dumping its cargo onto a busy highway and forcing multiple lane closures for over an hour.
Oh my gosh.
The accident occurred near the city of Geleen.
Mask up.
Tragic.
I mean, why isn't this the top story around the world right now? This is a real and true corona crisis. I can't think of a more serious corona crisis than this particular crisis.
Breaking news.
Unless you're out of like lemons or something and you're having a Cinco de Mayo party or a case of corona. To make matters worse, local media outlets have reported that the driver of the truck was probably, quote unquote, under the influence of narcotics. According to the Limburg news site, police confirmed the driver will be taken for blood tests to prove whether drugs or sleeping pills were involved.
He just had his four shots, you know?
He just had his fourth shot.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Captain's Log, Stardate 12192021. We're at the tail end of hour, halfway through hour number one, so got plenty of show to go. We're here for 3 hours tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about this real coronavirus that has happened in the Netherlands.
Crisis.
This is of the utmost shocking news story that could have ever been brought in.
Breaking news.
A truck transporting Corona beer bottles overturned in the Netherlands on Sunday morning. The outlet reported that the driver had hit a guardrail while traveling north on the A2 highway towards Eindhoven. After striking the railing, the ill-fated vehicle started to swing before eventually ending up on its side. And they've got some video, horrific-looking video, of a truck toppled over on its side.
Is the beer okay?
Sadly, no. The beer did not survive. Well, I don't know if some of it did, but
it's pictures, all shaken up now. I wouldn't want to open those.
Oh, yeah. Pictures, you gotta wait.
Pictures from the crash do show broken boxes of beer bottles scattered on the highway and in the spaces between the guardrails. There were no reports of injuries or damage to other vehicles as yet, and photos circulating on social media suggested no other vehicles were involved. That's because they all stopped and grabbed, you know, like an unopened case, right. Chucked it in there, you know.
Right, like that the Brinks truck in California that wiped out, and people, just money's everywhere. The highway stops, and people are picking up money.
The crash and debris forced the authorities to close the northbound highway for an hour as recovery vehicles towed the truck away and the railing was being repaired. One lane on the southbound expressway also had to be closed. This is just horrific. This is one of the most major corona incidents I've ever heard of.
You're sitting there with a truck overturned corona, and you have to wait for an hour. So they probably have a DUI stop, maybe like three exits up. So after you're through that and you're drinking a couple coronas, they'll pinch you.
The accident prompted humorous responses from social media users who worried about the impact it would have on the beer supply as the country enters a hard lockdown during the Christmas period over fears about spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
Well, you know, there's liquor shortages. We can't afford this.
And they have a tweet here that they obviously did a screenshot of from some guy named Thomas. It says, just when the lockdown starts, must be a metaphor for the COVID policies in the Netherlands.
Okay, I think this was probably put together by some PR agency, public relations.
You think the folks over at Corona Beer?
No one's talking about Corona Beer. So what do? How much does it cost for an 18-wheeler with a bunch of Corona? Half a million?
It'll cheaper
cost
than you, a commercial.
It'll cost you $10 million to get commercials all over the world. Now everyone's talking about Corona Beer.
I am thirsty now that you mention it.
Well.
And
good thing you're not in the Netherlands.
It's not really a segue. Speaking of Corona, somebody was trying to convince me, because a lot of people will like to put a lime in their Corona beer in the bottle when they're drinking. You know? Yeah. Somebody was trying to convince me that if you just drink Corona without the lime and, you know, put a blindfold on, like a blind taste test style, that it tastes just like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hmm.
Like they're trying to convince me that they're basically the same beer. PBR. So,
well,
I've
without
not
the lime.
I've not had a PBR in the bottle and a lime to like be able to put this to a test.
Hashtag
so,
PBR lime.
If there's any listeners out there, if you've got a bottle of Corona and a bottle of PBR in your fridge plus a lime, you know, maybe get a roommate
put
or
your mask
family
on
member
over
or something.
Your eyes.
To, yeah, you know, put your mask on over your eyes and drop a lime into each bottle and then do the blind taste test. Let us know. 603-283-6160, because this is a top-notch Corona crisis.
Breaking news. Literally breaking.
Shattering. Smashing, overturning. Yeah.
Well.
So
it could be a PR stunt by Corona Beer to get people talking about Corona. We're talking about it. Right?
Well, that's
free
true.
Advertising.
It's You're like, welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Corona executive over there at Corona Beers and you want to...
Send us maybe a free six-pack for our services?
You know, I'm not saying we'd turn that down, you know.
Or admit your guilt although to the PR stunt.
Although, Nikki, the next time we mention something like that, like maybe aim higher. Like a six-pack is
that was
low.
Just like the first thing that came out of my... A 30 rack.
Several
a
cases.
Truckload.
Several, a truckload.
It doesn't overturn.
Just don't let it overturn.
Yeah, in the rotary. It overturned.
I don't want to come to the studio next week and be like, hey, Captain, you're going to have to park a couple blocks away. The
glass everywhere.
There's glass everywhere. Something about a Corona truck? I don't, I'm not sure.
Oh, my.
All right. Well,
anybody on hold? No.
If there are, I won't let you know.
Keep going.
I do want to, moving on from the Corona crisis here. Nikki, you brought
where
this
to go
in.
From that story?
Now, well, you have a couple of different links to this. I just happened to pull up the one from the USA Today. Apparently, Santa Claus received his booster shot.
He's making a list, and he's checking it twice.
And he's good to go for Christmas, according to Dr. Fauci.
He's going to find out who's vaccinated and nice.
Is Santa going to go across state lines this year?
Okay, so, children, if you're listening, Santa Claus is not real.
Oh, no.
Yep.
First and foremost.
You heard it here.
Spoiler alert.
Stop lying to your children.
Yeah.
Not the libertarian thing to do.
If you're an adult and you're lying to your children, you make believe Santa Claus is real. What a horrible thing to do to your child. Let's take the person that they almost have to respect because they, you know, you're taking care of them. And so you're basically the source of all of their truth. And yeah. So, you know, they're learning from you. I learned it from watching you. you know, you're, you know, responsible for feeding and clothing and housing. They believe, you know, nearly every word you say. They look up to you. You literally are the authority figure in their life. And you're going to lie. Yeah. You're going to lie about a jolly fat man coming down a chimney, right? Does your apartment even have a chimney? I don't think so.
No, he breaks in through the window. That's literally what my parents told me. They were like, nah, he just breaks in through the window. So, not to be at risk of being super controversial and offending a lot of people, as I sometimes do, telling your kids about Santa is not worse than telling them that if they don't believe in God, that they're going to burn. I mean,
yeah, these are also lies. I maintain that everybody is anarchist and atheist until people start lying to them.
Yeah, pretty
You're
based.
Inherently free.
The natural state of the human as it comes out of the womb and, you know, falls to the floor, whatever, on the shag carpet, wherever you got.
Or hopefully somebody catches it, but sure.
Hardwood floors, whatever, forest, you know, I don't know, whatever. Some mossy rock somewhere.
Pine needles.
If a human doesn't tell you about religion, are you going to invent it? If people don't tell you about government, are you going to invent it? Let's just say government didn't exist.
All right, the show's over. You're free to go.
We go. No. Let's just say for a minute, hypothetically, government doesn't exist. Yeah. And I come to you guys and I'm like, hey, Steve, Nikki, I got this idea. I want to put together an organization that steals a little bit of money from everybody and funds whatever I want. Doesn't that sound like a good idea?
Like the roads?
Are you going to drive a Rolls Royce after and live in a $17 million mansion?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it got started somehow.
Sounds like you should be worshipped.
Nobody, if somebody presented these ideas to humanity today, they would be laughed at, like, heavily. They'd be like, what are you, that's a horrible idea.
But it's happening.
But it's already there, and people can't come to terms with it. So stop lying to your kids.
Explain it that way.
And also, well, we'll talk more about Mr. Fasci and his Santa Claus vaccination farce here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Phone lines are open. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Steve Classic.
And Santa.
Wait a second.
Santa, you shaved. And your hair's gotten really, really long.
It's my new look.
Yeah,
I'm incognito.
Somebody, it's the vaccine.
Somebody
that's the vaccine.
Somebody kick you in the crotch or give me a ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas.
I am not convinced.
Uh-uh. Well,
if anybody looks like Santa around here, it's me.
Sorry, am I taking your gig?
Yeah.
Hey, I moonlight, all right? You know? Radio doesn't pay all the bills. The guy's got to make ends meet the best way he can, okay? Don't be Santa shaming a guy.
Hey, you brought it up.
Santa shaming.
Yeah. You started the Santa shaming, just to be clear.
That's true. And we'll talk more about Santa shaming. But first, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you already know about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and keep up with the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy to use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
Once again, that's bitcoin.com.
Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you, Steve Classic. Oh, is there an echo?
I'm hearing an echo. I'm hearing an echo.
Is there an echo? Nikki?
Check
Nikki?
One,
Nikki?
Two, two, three.
Hello?
Three.
Before we continue Santa shaming, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys need to move the studio out of the canyon. You need to lose that echo, echo, echo.
Thanks for calling, calling.
Canyon.
What else is on your mind?
Well, your baby girl's name there, I wonder if she didn't have the little Alka-Seltzer dude in her gene pool somewhere along the line there. I don't know how she came up with that tag. But anyway, I got a quick bitch gripe on my local radio station here. I only get you guys 2 days a week.
Oh, you better call them up every day and be like, hey, you need to play them every day.
Regardless of that, the whole thing is preceded by all of U of M sports. I don't care if it's a football game, a basketball game, and then they got a pregame show and a postgame show.
Yep.
So this thing sucks up 3 hours of tube time.
Yep.
It's horrendous. But anyway, well, you guys were talking about beer.
We were. Right? A horrific accident in the Netherlands.
Here is a scam that has been played upon the American consumer for about 30 years, as near as I can figure. Everybody's hooked on light beer, right? That's the only thing they advertise.
Okay.
Well, light beer came into existence back when the Hebrews were enslaved by the Egyptians in the time of Moses.
Correct.
The Egyptians figured out they could make a tolerable brew with one-third of the grain.
Yes, and
so
it was...
would give this to the Hebe camps or during the weekend and keep peace.
I have this saying, Major, that beer has food value, but food has
there's
no beer value.
There's a pork chop in every can. There's a pork chop in every can. I've always known that.
Oh, it's a loaf of bread, actually, in every can. And in fact, beer was used to pay the slave masses, particularly the Egyptians and that kind of thing. That was their payment. So not only did it nourish them, it also got them a little drunk.
Yeah. Only on the weekends.
But the thing is the American Brewing Society has decided, well, let's see, if we can spend one-third on product and two-thirds more on advertising, we still gain a third on profit.
Yeah.
Because the real beer sells itself. It doesn't need to be advertised.
Absolutely.
Absolutely 100% true.
Yeah, the best.
And now as far as the Corona thing, the Mexicans will not drink Corona. And the reason they put a twist of lime in it is to kill Montezuma's revenge from the foul water.
A little bit of lime acid there to kill the Montezuma?
But it was to make it alkaline.
People go down to Mexico to vacation, and if they don't have a twist of some kind of citrus in their drink, they're going to get hit. But and people that think I'll just have some ice. Well, right. You dumb SOB, what do you think that's made out of?
Major, I have a major question for you because, you know, when folks go to Mexico, they always say, watch out for the water. Right. Now I have a question for you because I know you're in Michigan. Which water is better, Flint or Mexico?
Oh.
hard question, isn't it?
Oh.
That's right. We ask the tough questions.
I drink out of a Flint toilet bowl because I've seen the science on ice cube machines, too.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call. You heard it here on Free Talk Live first. Flint water better than Mexican water, apparently.
According to our experts.
Resident beer experts, Major Payne, calling from Michigan tonight. That was everybody. All right, so let's go to, what do we got? We got Mark calling from South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I can't believe y'all said that about Santa Claus. Did y'all, when y'all grew up, did somebody tell you when you were like 3 or 4 there's no Santa Claus?
No, I figured it out pretty early on.
I know, but still, you know, I just can't believe you all announced that on the radio. Now, if there are other kids listening, sometimes my grandson listens with me. I don't know. I'm just very disappointed that y'all said that. And
why?
Because
it's the truth.
I'm disappointed that people are lying to kids.
They're not lying to them. They'll find out when they, you know, their friends will tell them when they're 9 or 10, and then that'll be it. It's not like it's going to ruin their life. I have hundreds of friends and none of their lives are ruined because they found out Santa was
well, you don't know that. I mean, you're talking early childhood trauma where you like literally
rip
the Band-Aid off.
I mean,
anyway, I'm just very disappointed that y'all said that on the radio. And
I didn't say that.
I like to listen to y'all Sunday night, but I'm very disappointed that y'all said that. And but anyway, good luck getting that. I hope you all work out that thing with the legal stuff with your guys going on and all that. But
hey, appreciate it, Mark.
I can't believe that y'all said that, man. God bless you.
Have a good night.
Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for the call, Mark. You know,
you should have prefaced it by, any young children, please turn the radio off. I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Why?
And you know, that's the thing. Like, it's not going to ruin their life, but it's still... This is where it starts, right? So first you lie to them about this, and then it's, you know, parents lie to their kids so much. Children should be respected.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you guys because it's disrespectful. People baby their kids and then they grow up. It puts them at a disadvantage. And yeah, Santa Claus is a very small piece of it, but it's just, it builds and builds and builds. You know, there's so much stuff that people lie to their kids about. Where if they were just honest with their kids, it could be a learning experience and their kids could benefit from it.
Well,
so you can tell kids about the spirit of the holiday and, you know, the lore of Santa and, you know, the stories, but that he's coming down your chimney. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah, you tell your kids to, you know, like, watch out for strangers and then you're like, except this one guy.
Yeah, breaking and entering.
Leave some cookies.
And the other thing about doing this to children is, there's a medical term for it. I don't know what it is, but it's when a truth is revealed to a person who's not ready to hear the truth, that actually makes them cling more to the lie.
Yeah.
Right? They recoil and cling more tenaciously to the lie that they've believed, even though they've been given facts and evidence that it's not true. And so you're beginning this process in children by doing it so early that now the next time somebody reveals the truth to them, like, oh, I don't know, government doesn't protect and serve, for example, then when they hear that or they're given evidence that this is not true, they just immediately recoil and cling even more tenaciously to the belief that that's what government is there to do.
Yeah.
Right. So you're conditioning this reaction early.
Or they get mad at you. You know, like you see people like, back the blue. I'm like, well, what about those union salaries and those $95,000 police cars? And they go like, yeah, but why are you against the police? You know, they'll start,
right.
You know, you open up a little bit of truth and then they'll say, well, they don't know how to react.
Yeah, they just have to like deflect it back onto you.
Right. Why are you saying that?
I'm insulted because, you know, my daddy was Santa Claus and my daddy before him was Santa Claus and blah, 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 blah. Or in the case of, you know, the blue, it's like my daddy was a cop, my granddaddy was on a long line of police or whatever, right? You know?
Right.
The same ending plays out no matter how you look at it. So, yeah, just stop lying to your kids, really. Let's start with that. Can we all agree that lying to your kids is bad? Hour number 2 of Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160.
Is your broken heart stopping you from being authentically happy? My name is Jeremy West, and for a limited time, I am running a free online class to teach you what most people don't know about how to deal with your feelings, the simple way to deal with your negative thinking, the key to breaking your unhealthy relationship patterns, and so much more. No more feeling like a failure who will never find true love. No more self-medicating and ending up feeling even more miserable. And no more feeling like you'll never be someone who deserves an amazing partner. Sound good? You'll discover a new way to finally feel validated and loved. To stop trying to get your self-worth from the very people who tear it down. And to put you in control of your own happiness. So you never surrender that control to another person again in as little as 8 weeks. Register now for my free online class at beyondyourbreakup.com/free class. That's beyondyourbreakup.com/free class.
Free Talk Live.
You gonna be okay there, Steve Classic? You're still laughing heartily.
Your news network is so funny.
Yeah, it really is. I love those segments. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. Phones are open, as always. We're here from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, to talk about whatever's on your mind. Literally, whatever's on your mind. We don't do taboo subjects. There's very few rules. We are a radio broadcast show, so no cussing. That's really the only rule. If you do that, and the other rule is you only get one call a day. So that's it. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Free Talk Live is raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you'd prefer if you were in extreme poverty? I know I would. Free Talk Live is also matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help those areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Visit give.freetalklive.com. And I've read studies and articles on so-called charities, right? And even like large charities like the Red Cross, for example.
Yeah.
When you give them money, if you give them like $10, like literally only $1 or $2 of that $10 goes to the actual people you're trying to help, because they have to pay for, all the salaries for everybody they employ, for all the infrastructure of the organization.
Even a lot of nonprofit organizations.
Correct.
Are like that.
Correct. Yeah. And now that private charities are still better than relying on government to take care
Absolutely.
Of it, because of the same reasons, government first takes a huge chunk off the top for themselves, and then rarely does the aid go directly to the people in need. And in fact, it has been hypothesized many times by people much smarter than I that giving money directly to those who need it is the best way to spend your charity dollars.
Cut out the middleman.
Totally.
Right. So. Save the Children and AmeriCares are in Westport and Stamford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Expensive places. I mean, their places are really nice. I don't know what their rent is or if they get some type of a break from the town, but geez, they're in nice places.
Yeah. So what were we talking about?
Oh, chimps.
We were talking about
Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Talking about Santa Claus. Specifically, what did Fauci do to him, Nikki?
He jabbed him. It's a Christmas miracle.
Santa Claus got jabbed by Anthony Fauci.
He may be coming to town this year now.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, as Christmas approaches, Santa is making a list and checking it twice. He's also ready to deliver presents around the world after receiving his COVID-19 booster shot, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease mass murderer. Expert.
I like that you pronounced his name correctly.
Fauci. Yes.
Anthony Fauci.
Thank you. Fauci. Compulsive liar-er-y. Anyways, Santa has already got a great innate immunity. Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told USA Today.
He doesn't have some weird like cancer from climbing down chimneys for
thousands
of years.
Yeah. You think he would, but no, he's still in great condition. This year, he is even more protected because he has been fully vaccinated and boosted. Santa will be just fine and good to go.
He doesn't have to quarantine? Country to country? I thought you had to quarantine if you're on a plane.
Does he have to show a digital passport?
He didn't say. I'm sure he does. That means children around the world can rest assured. Santa is ready to come down the chimney, eat cookies, and participate in other traditions this holiday season.
Mommy, I got COVID from Santa.
Right? Oh, God. Imagine. Super spreader event. Last year, Fauci told USA Today that Santa wouldn't be at risk of spreading any infections to anybody. Santa is exempt from this.
Wait. I would like to see Mr. Fauci's evidence.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't have any evidence for anything.
What is your evidence, Mr. Yeah. Fauci, that yeah. Santa would not be at the risk of spreading any infections
to
anybody?
How come Santa gets a medical exemption, but I didn't?
Because he's Santa Claus. That's
I thought I was Santa. Anyways.
Yeah. Must be the beard.
Must be. I know. I'm being discriminated against. Santa is exempt from this because Santa, of all the good qualities, has a lot of good innate immunity. He also reassured children watching a Sesame Street town hall put on by CNN. That is just the most awful thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Take your vaccines, kids.
He also reassured children watching a Sesame Street town hall put on by CNN last year that he vaccinated Santa Claus himself, giving the jolly man an extra layer of protection while he traveled with his trusty reindeer.
So, no, I'll let you finish this. It's fine. I have many things to say about this, but just go on.
I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset, Fauci said. I vaccinated Santa Claus myself, he added. I measured his level of immunity, and he is good to go.
Did he test his cholesterol level, too, after eating all those cookies? I mean, it sounds like an underlying condition.
Does he have the beatus? The diabetes?
He must.
Probably.
That's a lot of cookies.
All right, so, first of all, as I've said previously in this particular show this evening, Santa Claus is not real.
What? No.
That's not what my mom told me.
You're lying. Stop lying.
Santa Claus is just your parents lying to you. Is basically the gist. Now, here we have somebody also gifted at lying, a figurehead appointed by government, who is lying to you. Literally. He's lying to children.
This is like a deep web of lies, too, that he is...
This is a compound lie, because it's lies on top of lies on top of lies.
I did it myself. I flew all the way to the North Pole, and I vaccinated Santa and all of his reindeer. No, you compulsive liar. You didn't.
No. Santa Claus is not real, so no, you did not vaccinate him. No, you didn't measure his immunity because, well, if you could do that, you'd be doing it to everybody else.
I think USA Today should retract that story.
I think so, too, as a matter of fact.
And the, like, seven other news sources I found on this topic.
They should retract all of their stories, actually.
Oh, and there's actually more to this story, too. Wow, holy crap.
Yeah.
You want to continue?
Omicron.
Yeah, and it just gets worse. Health experts urge eligibility individuals in the U.S. over the age of 5 to get their COVID-19 vaccines. Let me just repeat that for you in case you didn't really let that sink in, what they're saying. Health experts urge eligible individuals in the United States over the age of 5 years old.
They're not even at risk.
Not even at risk, but they are at risk from dying from the vaccine, getting myocarditis, having blood clots, heart attacks.
Strokes.
And then the media is going to try to normalize this. Oh, no. Parents should know the signs of a stroke in children because it happens all the time. No, it doesn't. That is almost unheard of. Unless your kid has, you know, a congenital heart deformation or disease or something, that doesn't happen.
You would already know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah, well, especially ones that never happened until you deploy a thing. Like, oh, by the way, this thing might could happen now, but it's not the fault of this thing. It's natural. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next. Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, we are a live call-in, nationally syndicated radio talk program where you can talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. We've got calls on hold now. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Steve Classett.
And Nikki.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with just an email address, so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin Investor Token, ITR. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, and now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. Again, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. There is more to this.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, yes, there
Fauci,
is.
Vaccinating Santa Claus story, and we'll get to that. But first, let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been a technical translator and interpreter around the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and therefore I had the opportunity to compare the different countries. And the United States lives a pretty life with goody two shoes, walking around, not noticing anything that's unpleasant to notice. There's a certain codex that everybody has. They smile a lot. They never see anything negative about anything, even if it's quite obvious. And one of the things that's a lie, it happens every day on the radio. You hear it practically, and it's the rate of unemployment in America. And the rate given recently is 4.2%. In reality, we have 110 million people who aren't working. We have 155 million people who are working, and a lot of those are pushing cartons of cigarettes over the countertops of 7-Elevens, and they have advanced degrees in a lot of cases. And there are plenty of them.
Yeah, hang on for just a second here, David. So just for our listeners, the reported number when the news talks about, the unemployment rate, the percentage, that number is only people who have been either lost their jobs recently and are actively looking. In fact, I think that's the only category they count now. So if you're past, I think it's either 90 days or 6 months, and you haven't found a job, you fall off of that count.
So that's not
and
a
the
very...
number goes down.
Yeah,
that's not a very...
If you just stopped looking for a job and you've been unemployed for years, you're not even counted. Doesn't even show, doesn't register. So that number is as false as could possibly be. Go ahead, David.
I'm Robert. You mean
I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, okay. So, but you know something? When the politicians come to the countries in which I've worked, The first question they ask is, you know, when I do simultaneous or consecutive translating, in that case, consecutive interpreting, one of the first questions they ask is, how many people would work if they could? In other words, the politicians know exactly which questions to ask, but they never, in their home countries, they never mention that, because in this country especially, that's like, you don't want to get into that. It reflects badly on both parties. That's why it's never mentioned. But that's the first question they ask. And in Germany, I'll tell you what the results are. When I left there about 16 and a half years ago, mm-hmm. There were about 4 million people unemployed and about 1 million jobs going begging. In the United States, I just gave you what the figures were. There's a huge difference. In Germany, you know, Germans try hard to get it right because they basically know what jobs are coming up. And they basically try to get people ready for those jobs, but sometimes it doesn't work out 100%. But the fact of the matter is, we could be doing an awful lot better with regard to how well we do that. We do a terrible job of that. And part of the reason is because states like the one in which I live, and many states like mine is certainly no exception.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do not tell other people or states or publicize who's coming in and what they're going to be needing, because they're afraid that other states might find out about it and go make them an offer.
Yep.
The companies which are coming in and say, okay, come to our state and we'll give you this huge tax deduction, much better than the one you're going to, and we'll have people all ready to go for you. And that's why when there's a factory in our state, it's a big, huge factory, it's from a foreign country, and it's a wonderful thing. Everybody wanted this company to come in.
Yeah, it's a conundrum for sure, Robert, and thanks for the call tonight. The unemployment rate, but yet there's many, many jobs available that can't be filled. So, like, what's the real number here?
And it's just gotten worse with COVID times because, I mean, now we see, like, still a lot of, like, the fast food places, even just in Keene.
Yeah.
They have to shut down, like, half their hours.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the places, nobody wants to work.
Yeah. I tried to go to a place a couple of weeks ago after the show. One of the only places that's open past, you know, 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That'll, like, sit-down restaurant style.
Yeah.
And they were closed. And they just put a sign up on the window, like, sorry, we're understaffed and we closed early tonight. Like, and it was on, like, a Friday, Saturday night, whatever.
And it's not even just this area. Like, I travel a lot for work, so I work like crazy hours, so whenever I try to get something like that, like something that's open until like 1 a.m or something like or even like 10 o'clock at night, a lot of them are closed. Like Chipotle's, you know, sit down restaurants like you were kind of just mentioning. So it seems to be everywhere. Is kind of
everybody's hiring
this.
Nobody can hire enough people. The people who apply just sort of flake on you know, the employers.
They
don't show up to their interview or whatever. And so, you know, why are there so many unemployed people, but that's so many jobs? Like, something's rotten in Denmark.
It's the bodies piling up in the
probably,
streets.
Probably. I mean, the National Guard should really pick those bodies up.
Well, I thought you were going to help them.
Well, after the show, I mean, you know, I'll do my part. It's cold out there, so they're not going to rot.
Oh, my God.
Omicron!
Hey, Jerome, call us back, will you? Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I was just visiting El Paso, Texas a couple of days ago, and the air was polluted, the water was polluted, it tasted funny, and it felt like when I came back, I think I was sweating out petroleum oil or jet fuel leak.
You were sweating oil? Ugh. Wasn't that slippery?
No, jet fuel leak. No, I mean, that's how much of the fumes of petroleum oil fumes I breathe in. And then the water obviously had these...
Can you sort of collect it and rebottle it and put your own brand on it and sell it?
That might be a good side hustle.
I mean, I'm just trying to help you make some money here, Sarah.
Well, I mean, if the air is polluted, what happens is that it settles when it rains or precipitates. It settles into the ground. It goes into the aqua system, and that's part of the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a horrible water. It's definitely jet fuel or petroleum-based. And it's really sad because, you know, I see a lot of travel shows of Europe and Zurich and Switzerland, and they got rid of all the gasoline cars altogether. And then more and more they're riding trains. And why do we have to be like this?
I don't know, Sarah, but thank you for the call. Yes, raining or precipitation goes into the aqua system. It is true. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk more about how Santa Claus is not real.
What?
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
You can help more people hear the message of liberty by joining Free Talk Live's AMPS program on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. And you'll get access to special perks. Visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You have tuned in to the right radio station, podcast, and or internet or satellite stream. Wait, do you stream over satellites? Whatever. Sure. You get the idea. You're in the right place. Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
So we've been doing this segment for some time. Because as you know, in March of this year, the Free Talk Live studios were raided by six different agencies, including the FBI. You know, the doors were battered down with battering rams. They had a tank outside. They smashed in the front window. They ruined the door frames on one side of the building and the window on the other side, et cetera, and so on. They arrested a total of six people, as well as raided several other people's homes and that type of a thing. So they arrested a total of six people. These people are known as the Crypto Six. You can find out more about this story at thecrypto6.com. But the reason I'm telling you this tonight is because one of our co-hosts, even though he's been released on bail until the trial, has had his freedom of speech stripped. That is the co-host known as Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul. And so he's not allowed to do any sort of public speaking, to appear on any podcast, to do any radio of any kind, because those are the conditions set forth by the state, which, of course, violate human rights and the freedom of speech. So as a way of, sort of giving him a voice without violating his bail, we've been doing this segment called Quotes from Nobody, or as I like to call it, Rich Quotes from Nobody. And so here's tonight's rich quote. How is it that the government controls everything, yet morons still blame hyper-free markets? Thank you, Nobody, for that pearl of wisdom.
Can you actually play his audio, or would that be a violation as well?
Well, we don't know. So what's been going on is one of our other hosts, Bonnie, has been going back through the archives whenever Nobody appeared on an episode of Free Talk Live. And she's just literally writing down stuff that she thinks is cool that he said. And we are reading those live on the air every night because freedom of speech. That's right, bitches.
Thank you for your service, Bonnie.
And you too, Nobody. All right, so we're going to get back to Santa Claus not being real and him on how did he get on Sesame Street and what does Oscar the Grouch have to do with any of this and more of that kind of a thing. But first, Jerome, I'm sorry I did hang up on you, but you're back. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello. Yeah, I got to ask you, who you think's a better phony? Joe Manchin, Elizabeth Holmes, Tim Potter, or the murderer Kyle Rittenhouse? Which one of you think is a better phony?
I only know one of those people, so.
Like, personally?
No, I know none of them personally.
I know none of those people, Jerome.
Did you list Elizabeth Holmes? I do know who that is.
You did, yeah.
She's definitely a phony. I would say I'll vote her in. She's the worst phony.
Hey, she lied. Wait a minute now. She scams people out of money. And she gets her on the witness stand and tells them all lies. I don't know nothing about it.
Hang on, Jerome. We have to determine. So you said, which do you think is the best phony? Now, do you mean best as in like the most effective at lying or the best at, do you mean it the other way and like they're the most phony of all the phonies?
Well, Manchin's the biggest one, because, or maybe Rittenhouse too, because he lied on the witness stand and he got away with murder. Then you got Manchin. He's a Democrat in name only because he's a sellout because that's all he is. I don't know when are they going to just say it.
Are these Jerome's top five phonies? Is that what you're telling us?
I don't know about top five, but the damn sure on the top four.
I thought it was the top four, yeah.
There's probably some better ones.
Can you just add one real quick? who else is a phony? Add one real quick, Jerome.
Fauci.
I can't think of Santa. One right now. I just Santa's focus on the... Well, hey, look.
What about Santa, Jerome? Is Santa a phony?
Look, I'm not even going into that, all right? All I know is I don't believe in Santa Claus. I never did.
Right.
Because you know why? Because where I lived at, where I grew up, the first place I remember us living in, it was really a bad, dilapidated place. We didn't have a chimney. So ain't no way our old white guy's coming down and bringing me presents, okay? As a black kid, ain't no way in hell. And it's never happened, so hey. I mean, hey, you know what? The only white people I remember coming to our door was the insurance men that came to collect the insurance payments my mom sometimes didn't have. And I had to go to the door and tell them my mom wasn't home, So that's what I remember when I was growing up. Because we were really poor, But I loved my mom, and I didn't care whether she had a nickel to her name, all right? Because I lost my mom in July, and, I'm miserable right now without her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm just cared. That's all I cared about, I mean, since I lost her, my life's not even the same anymore, man. So I'm surprised I could even get on the phone and talk about stuff like this. I guess it's kind of like my way of having some kind of therapy, but hey, that's the way I feel right now.
Hey, Jerome, we appreciate you and thanks for the call.
Throw the emergency brake. He
said he's not going to go into it, and then he went into it.
Yeah.
And then that turned into him being depressed about his mom.
I couldn't imagine,
sad.
Though.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Jerome.
A mommy's girl, so I couldn't imagine. I'm sending you love, Jerome.
I lost my mom, too, some time ago around the holidays, so it always makes the holidays weird.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
That kind of thing. So, anyway, we appreciate you, Jerome. Let's move right on. Let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm a registered Democrat.
I'm sorry.
Staying in New Mexico, but I'm throwing my support behind Senator Joe Manchin because people that are on fixed incomes, we have a national debt that keeps getting bigger every month because of our trade deficit. We have our president that's already added about $5 trillion to our national debt. That's close to $28 trillion right now.
Yep.
And when all this national debt comes due, our grandkids and everybody else is going to be paying for it with higher taxes than people on fixed income that are barely getting by now. So to Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, thank you very much for going against the Democratic Party.
Hey, Richard, I have a question for you. In New Mexico, when somebody becomes the governor, does he get a mansion?
Most governors definitely get mansions.
So will Manchin have a mansion?
I'm sure he's already got one.
Have you been to Manchin's mansion?
No, not yet, but maybe he will send me an invitation through your radio talk show.
Maybe he will. And then one final question, Richard. Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Well, I did up until I was about 6 years old, and I had two older sisters that ruined it for me.
They ruined it. They told your sisters told you the truth. That's not ruining it. They told you the truth. They revealed what's real.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't old enough for reality back then.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Richard. We appreciate it.
I thought he was going to say, I believe in Santa Claus right up until you said.
Right. Right up until about 20 yeah, minutes ago.
When you said.
Right up until that first segment of the show where, surprisingly, you were like, hey, now, children, if you're listening.
Now, somebody's lying. Somebody's lying. It's either you or Dr. Fauci.
It's the politicians.
Somebody's lying about Santa Claus.
Well, it makes you wonder, why would somebody who exists in the physical reality sort of continue the lie about Santa Claus? Interesting. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Got no alibi. Your mom's ugly. That's right. 603-283-6160. I just said UGLY. She ain't got no alibi. Your mom's ugly.
She ugly. Yeah. She ugly.
She had to tie her parents had to tie pork chops to her ears so the dog would play with her. That's one of my favorite.
I've never heard that one. That's a new one for me. I'm going to add that to my collection. I hope you don't mind.
Please do. Yes, I plagiarized it myself.
As all good jokes are.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about how people lie to their children about many things, about how politicians lie to people about many things, and how sometimes the two lies meet and create one big mecha lie. But first, it is myself, the captain, here in the studio. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
I need to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes, could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming. And so now we're live streaming every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, just download the desktop app at library.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com.
You'll want to check the first opening segment of tonight's show with me with the Tyvek suit on.
That's right.
So if you've never done it, tomorrow, or what is it, maybe later tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
Would be a good opportunity to take advantage of that offer you just said there.
At video.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
See me, Steve Classic, in the Tyvek suit.
Because you were out helping remove all of the bodies that are in the streets from the Omicron.
They are piling up out there, and I don't know why the governor does not mobilize the National Guard to pick all these dead people up from that Omicron variant.
Oh, because they have no duty to protect or anything like that.
Could be supply chain disruptions.
Yeah, perhaps.
Could be anything.
Yeah, we're waiting for National Guard to be shipped from China where they're made. That's a lie.
Stamped not. Right on the bottom of their foot.
Made in China. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard you mention nobody, and I also hear you mention the Crypto 6. Matter of fact, you make a habit of me mentioning the Crypto 6 and their problems with the quote-unquote government, and there must be some value to keeping nobody's words alive because you've made a segment for that. So I would describe that as some sort of recourse. And in the vein of recourse, let's talk about M. Monica Zamora and the incestuous nature of the legal system in the state of New Mexico. I was just doing some reading while I was on hold.
Okay.
I noticed that M. Monica Zamora had retired from the New Mexico Court of Appeals after she'd been there a total of 8 years.
They didn't find her appealing anymore?
Apparently not, but she retired. But it's interesting that someone would retire from a job that pays $100,000 a year, maybe a little more, after she spent $250,000 to get the job. That's what she spent campaigning to get, a $100,000 a year job, and then only worked 8 years. And so that doesn't sound quite right. It sounds a little bit odd why somebody would do that. Oh, and you know what? Years ago when I was in the New Mexico Court of Appeals, out of the blue, a contract attorney that worked at the New Mexico Court of Appeals walked up to me, somehow knew who I was, and he volunteered information to me about M. Monica Zamora for some reason. I don't know why.
What was that information?
He had told me that the Zamora family, which is Matthias of Zamora, was her dad. And guess what job he did? He was a judge. You're right. You guessed correctly. And her siblings. Matter of fact, everybody in the family is an attorney. Her siblings are attorneys as well. But this contract attorney had sought me out to tell me and to inform me, since apparently I had some sort of a problem with M. Monica Zamora. But he told me that the Zamora family had gathered together a fund of $1 million in order to get M. Monica Zamora elected to the New Mexico Court of Appeals, that it was somehow worth $1 million to get her elected. And let's see, she worked there 8 years at about $100,000 a year. And if she had spent that entire million, how much would she have made?
Well, she'd be in the negative because
math on the radio is really tough.
Yeah. I was told there'd be no math. But like,
I didn't study for that.
If they spent $1 million and then she made $800,000, that would leave a couple hundred thousand over.
So, look, that begs the question, now, why would M. Monica Zamora seek out a job she's prepared to spend $1 million to get when she's only going to collect, $800 million, but then she's got to pay taxes on half of that. She's going to lose, almost half of that, if not half of it.
Wait, is the answer 42?
The answer is 42, 42.17 to be exact, but yes, you're correct. Very, very good, Captain, very good. That's well done, radio math. So, but that's just kind of interesting, I think. So, and there's more interesting things about this case, too, that I discovered while I've been reading as well.
Okay, but why would somebody spend $1 million to only make $800,000?
Well, I don't know. You must be getting something else out of it other than the money. And then what else does a judge get out of it? The only thing they do is decide cases. So maybe it's linked to how cases come out. Things are. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. If the cases are decided over money, maybe certain people get money and others don't, or cases are also decided over what law stands up and what law fails. So
could it be that
she's a Dem?
Could it be that some of this money that was donated sort of on the down low as to be able to get favors for cases?
Oh, no, that would never happen. This is our government you're talking about.
Oh,
Captain.
Right. Silly me.
That never happens.
No. How dare you? You should be ashamed of even thinking such a thing.
I should.
That government would, the government would trade favors for money and, any sort of monkey business like that. Because everybody knows that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so.
Santa's not bringing
but
anything
anyway.
To the captain.
Yeah, so I have to ask you, David, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah, she's working. Well, she just retired from the New Mexico Court of Appeals. She was doling out presents to various boys and girls that have been naughty in the state of New Mexico.
She's been vaccinated.
She. Santa Claus is a she?
Fauci vaccinated.
Yeah, and Monica Zamora, Santa Claus of the New Mexico Court of Appeals, and handing out presents to bad little boys and girls of the state, the nepotistic state of New Mexico, which is the other thing I discovered.
Do you know, David, did your kids, ever believe in Santa Claus?
I have no idea.
That's not even
the issue anymore. The issue has now broadened beyond my children. My children are not even at issue. Now what's at issue is what was done to my children.
Yes, yes. And attempting to hold somebody accountable for that. And, of course,
we're doing that right now. We're doing that right now, holding them accountable, as you are heard to tens of thousands of people in the state of New Mexico right now, that half of which have some connection to M. Monica Zamora and or John J. Romero Jr.
Hey, we wish you the best, David, and keep us updated as things progress, of course. Santa Claus is banging your mom. One of my favorite bands, GWAR, G-W-A-R. Brocky, Dave Brocky, he was basically the man behind the band, the voice of GWAR. GWAR still continues, but with a replacement singer who's not Dave Brocky, and so they're not as good as they used to be, in my opinion. But they did a very little unknown, it was one of these, you remember the old cereal boxes? They used to give you like the square record on back of the cereal box that you could like tear and put on your turn. They did that kind of a thing, but only for their fan club, where they just mailed you one of these square records or whatever. And it was called Stripper Christmas Summer Weekend.
Wow,
do
you
have
that?
Like a party.
Do you have that record?
It's pretty great. I do not own a copy of the record. I merely was lucky enough that a friend of mine had an MP3 and was able to share that with me.
Wow, I wonder if you can find that on
There is a copy of it on the YouTube. However, there's...
buy it on eBay, maybe.
There's bad words, so I can't really play it over the air here in Free Talk Live. But it's a great Christmas song, an instant holiday classic. If you're at all familiar with GWAR's material, I personally recommend checking out Stripper Christmas Summer Weekend. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk more about Santa Claus and Fauci on Sesame Street, and maybe we'll talk about re-education camps for vaccine refuseniks.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Now, I've been making a lot of fun of Santa Claus and also scolding, well, everybody who contributes to the lie of Santa Claus, specifically lying to your children about the fact that he's real when in reality he's not. However, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping and you're looking for a fun toy, Nikki discovered this, and we'll just let you decide whether or not this is something you'd like to buy for your children or grandchildren.
Hey there! Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow!
Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine, just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to?
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance.
Okay.
Great! Elmo loves compliance!
And for all you anti-science conspiracy-believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun!
Get the vaccine or die.
So there you go.
I can't wait to watch the replay of this with me, like, in tears on the camera. Oh, my God.
It's not quite the whole thing, but certainly if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping and your, you know, sort of last-minute play school unveils vaccine or vaccinate me Elmo doll.
Elmo loves compliance.
New from Blammo. All right, what were we? Oh, yeah, Santa Claus, Fauci. So Fauci vaccinated Santa Claus himself.
Allegedly, yes. Right,
and what are you relying?
And then what happened?
So now Poland, not the country, Dr. Greg Poland, professor of medicine at Mayo's Clinic, Poland added that the elves in the North Pole have also received the COVID-19 vaccines and booster shots. Wow. He noted that many of the elves are elderly and at higher risk for more severe illness from COVID-19. He's just like compulsive liar, lies on lies. Like, you couldn't just, you know, do the bare minimum, like, yeah, whatever, kid, we vaccinated Santa, don't worry about it. They had to be like, and the elves, and they're elderly and sickly. It's like, dude, what type of psychopath is just, you know...
I thought the elves were young, so he's got them enslaved for, what, 80 years making toys?
Yeah, I mean, literally. It just gets worse.
Oh. What kind of people does this Fauci guy hang out with? You know?
So, yeah, exactly. And Poland also checked in with Santa's reindeer, as new evidence shows that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes the disease COVID-19, is spreading in white-tailed deer in the United States. He said the herd is healthy and none of the magical animals have shown any symptoms.
Oh, yeah. What about that one with the red nose?
Right. That's not a symptom.
Right.
Did COVID
He's
cause
too
the
weak.
Red
He's
nose?
He's too weak to play in the reindeer games. He's probably got it.
Did COVID cause the red nose?
Last month, children ages 5 to 11 became eligible to receive the Pfizer biotech vaccine. The shot is not authorized for children under the age of five. Please don't.
It's BioNTech, like bionic, BioNTech. Yeah. I heard a commercial for BioNTech. In fact, in the Hartford market, Connecticut, the traffic reports are brought to you by BioNTech Pfizer. So all the traffic reports, the roads are clear, arteries no problems. Which is strange. It's like a weird traffic report brought to you by Pfizer.
I have so many things to say about this. First of all, if there were really a pandemic going on, you wouldn't need to invent propaganda involving Santa Claus, involving the elves, involving the reindeer.
Like blackmailing children?
Yeah, none of this needs to
Santa
exist.
Santa wants everyone to be safe. He wants everybody to be on the good list and not the naughty list, Poland told USA Today. So Santa, if your mommy and daddy aren't vaccinated, they're on the naughty list.
Santa loves
and so
compliance.
Are you if you're over 5 and you're not vaccinated.
Mommy and daddy, I didn't get vaccinated. Am I getting cool?
Another reason not to lie to your children so the media can't use it to manipulate them.
Right.
Wow, they're evil.
Yeah, that's sick.
Right, because a child who has been taught all along that Santa Claus is not real will recognize this for the farce that it is.
Oh my gosh, and it just keeps going, too. I suspect that people that have gotten their vaccine, they're probably going to see an extra candy cane on the tree. He just keeps laying it on. It's like, what is wrong with these
people?
Wait,
I thought there was a candy cane shortage.
Now we know where they went. Oh. Fauci's hoarding.
Fauci's got them.
Yeah.
He's hoarding them all. trying to use them to bribe children.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I got to put my Tyvek suit back on.
Yeah. You might put up a website selling those things. I bet you could make a couple
dollars.
Oh, you
can get them at the hardware store for like $5.
Or you could just undercut yourself and, you know,
right.
Not launch a business. That
candy cane shortage fueled by COVID. Yeah. Weak peppermint harvest.
What? This doesn't
even... Yeah. I don't know what's true anymore. Is that true?
I always have to say,
is that true? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like when you watch television, you know, any politicians, like the debates.
Well, generally speaking, if a politician opens his mouth, he's lying or she's
lying.
Yeah,
it's a good rule of thumb.
You just put a piece of tape that says he or she is lying.
Yeah.
That's all.
None of this article is ridiculous. Propagandizing children for political means, political favor, and or to get them to take your genetically manipulative shot, which is, you know, not a vaccine by the traditional definition.
And even if it wasn't, like, even if it was like the flu shot or something, that's probably harmless. Putting out propaganda like this and targeting children is sick and disgusting. And these people should be ashamed of themselves.
Right. Using kids for medical tyranny.
It's gross. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And there's going to be kids who, you know, come to their parents with weird questions after, you know, watching one of these presentations. And the parents are the ones who are going to have to deal with the fallout.
And this is kind of what we were talking about at the beginning. Like, okay, yeah, them believing in Santa doesn't ruin their life, right? But this is just the beginning of the web of lies that can spin just from one little thing that you thought was harmless telling your kids. And now you got the media using it against you.
And specifically pay attention to the appointed liar, right? So your government officials have appointed this Fauci guy as the liar in chief, right? The propagandist in chief, the scientist, you know, supposed scientist, right? Look at how easy it is for him to build upon the lies, right? Yeah. When it comes to, you know, Santa Claus and all that kind of thing.
Effortless for
totally
him.
Totally easy for him to just pile it on. Now, you know, does that mean he's a good liar? I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
He's a fantastic liar.
Actor. Acting.
Definitely.
And say something funny.
Something funny.
Okay, good. We're going to break, right?
This is the part, well, we never say that. This is the part where we say, coming up, we'll talk about hardcore vaccine refuseniks could need de-radicalizing like terrorists. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us. You can call, talk about anything. If you don't like what we're talking about, change the subject. Talk about something else. Bring up something.
Are we off the Santa Claus thing yet?
Well, I mean...
Come on, man.
It's the holiday season. You've got the little thing wrapped around your mic boom stand.
Yeah.
That says
Mr. Festus.
It says,
what do you have there?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says ho, ho, ho.
I like to alternate them. Oh, ho, ho, oh.
Ho, ho, oh, 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 ho. Then you just sound like the Backstreet Boys. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We are giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks. The BitBox is a hardware wallet for cryptocurrency, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. If you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com, A-M-P-S. We'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Freer Talk Live on New Year's Eve. And although we like being able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But hey, a free hardware wallet wouldn't hurt, right? Join the program now at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, the giveaway is New Year's Eve on the episode of Freer Talk Live. That is the post-show, online-only, uncensored version of Free Talk Live. So,
where you could swear.
Yeah, woo, cussing, woo.
I'm a huge fan of cussing.
Me too, honestly.
When I'm not doing this show, you know, I'm very sort of like a trucker. You know, it's every other
word.
I
prefer sailor, but...
Yeah. Okay.
For myself, personally. You can be a trucker if you
road
want.
Road sailor, you know, road sea scholar. Sailor, whatever, you know. Road scholar?
You said road sailor.
Randy Rhodes scholar?
Road scholar.
Randy
Rhodes. I stopped swearing when my kids were born. I swore off swearing.
So when I swear... swore to not swear.
When I do swear and people hear me swearing, it has impact.
Ah, okay.
So
I see.
If you cut out the swearing, and then when you do swear...
So if I need my swearing to, you know, have impact when maybe it doesn't because I swear frequently,
yeah,
I just make up a new swear word.
Or like mix them up, you know, yeah, like use it in ways that it's like not usually used.
I can't give you any examples here over the
radio. Oh, it's just like combining the yeah, words together like strategically?
Well, or just like, you know, instead of...
Well, let's not... Because yeah, it may
don't
just
slip out.
Don't
toe that line.
You yeah, may have to dump yourself.
I've dumped myself before, and I will dump myself again if I have to, damn it.
Ooh, that one's cool. That one's all right. Okay.
You had to think for a minute, didn't you?
Darn it.
Is damn it okay?
Gosh darn it.
Is that
I don't know. They said it
words?
In church.
What the heck?
What did George Carlin say?
I don't know. What did George Carlin say?
WWJD.
All right. No, WWGC.
D.
D, yeah. What would George Carlin do? Well, he wouldn't do radio without cussing, so actually that's not true. He's done radio without cussing. He did comedy without cussing for quite a long time. He was on like the Tonight Show early on in his career before he went all like super cussing guy. Anyway, last night I brought this in for show prep. We didn't get to talk about it. I want to talk about it with you guys and, of course, our listeners. This is from the independent.co.uk. The headline reads, "Hardcore vaccine refuseniks could need de-radicalizing like terrorists."
Oh my
says
God.
An expert.
Give me a break.
There's a small minority of anti-vaxxers who are very difficult to reach, according to one expert.
Minority?
So what the
what's wrong with minorities? Come on.
Said, you know?
I know. Are they being racist?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The smallest minority is the individual.
It's true.
At any rate.
Quit ruining my joke.
Oh, that was a joke? Oh, sorry.
Nobody laughed.
Refuseniks, is that one of those words that they just made up?
Well, you got to remember this is from the UK, so.
They make up words all the time.
There's words they use that we don't, and words
it's a bit funny, isn't it?
Right.
Right, eh?
It's all sixes and sevens. Let's go.
A de-radicalization program, like those given to former terrorists or cult members, might be the only way to dissuade some hardcore anti-vaxxers from their beliefs, according to one psychology expert. Around 6 million eligible people in the UK have not received a single jab.
Whoa.
Over a year on from the first COVID vaccination being given in the UK.
That's going to be a big camp they're going to have to build, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
They're going to have to move them over to the Shetland Islands or something.
I mean, just think about that for a minute. Right? Like, they're talking about brainwashing, right? They're talking about putting people into a camp because they didn't want to be violated by, you know, a government-mandated thing.
Where are you going to put all those people?
I guess you don't necessarily have to brainwash them. Like, if you threaten someone hard enough with force, I'm not trying to, like, encourage that, but I kind of...
But wait a second. If this disease is so deadly, won't the disease kill the unvaccinated anyway and they won't have to worry about it?
Yeah, exactly. Just let it kill us. Like, whatever. I mean,
they said that about the masks, too. I'm still waiting. Still alive.
I got COVID and I'm still fine. Yeah. You know, it's like, come
on. Me too.
Yeah, so maybe we'll just wait it out a little bit longer. Whatever comes after the Omicron, we'll get them. No need to put them in a camp.
Yeah, I don't understand where any of this is coming from. Professor Stefan Lewandowski, chair in cognitive psychology at the University of Bristol, was keen to stress that many of those are likely to be marginalized people who are very difficult to reach for anything and for whom access is likely the biggest issue rather than psychological or ideological factors.
They don't have an email address or something. They don't have a phone. They live in a boat or something out in the middle of the ocean.
In a van down by the river.
Yeah. Can't find that guy.
But for a small section of hardcore refuseniks, he said, it may be difficult to reach them by conventional means because their beliefs are so ingrained. Like, you know, the belief of choice and bodily autonomy and, you know, how about, well, if the government wants you to do a thing, you should probably look real hard and close and, like, try not to do that because they have
reasons. Sound like a refusenik.
Yeah. What if you don't believe in Santa Claus? What are they going to do?
Ooh, am I a Santa Claus denier?
Oh.
He told the PA news agency, they'll refuse anything. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to get vaccinated. I don't think climate change is happening.
Rumpf, rumpf.
COVID is a hoax, and you know Hillary Clinton is actually a reptilian shapeshifter.
All that stuff's true.
I mean, have you seen Hillary Clinton recently? Like,
I feel like that's a direct quote from me, like 2 months ago.
You're getting to people who hold a cluster of very exotic beliefs. Now, they're very difficult to reach.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Measures that could be used to reach more moderate people who remain unvaccinated, he said. Well, we'll talk about what he said coming up on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Are you a refusenik?
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. ForkFest.party.
Shake your body, baby. Do that conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer. Something about the conga.
Makes me want to dance.
Is that Gloria Estefan?
I think so, yeah.
The conga? No.
Shake your body, baby. Do that conga.
The conga. Do that conga at a wedding all the time. They always say, everyone's just going around with the conga line. I don't know.
Yes.
Elmo loves compliance.
Never gets old.
That is so funny.
If you're listening and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in nationally syndicated radio talk program where you can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We bring stuff in to talk about too, but you know, you can talk about whatever. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and
Steve Classic.
And
Nikki, the Refusenik.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, that is racist.
during the commercial time, Nikki looked up Refusenik because, well, we wanted to know, what kind of word is that? I've never heard of that word until this article. Do you still have that?
I thought they were combining words.
I can get it available.
Or just tell us what you remember.
It is the first definition that came up was, it was a term from the Soviet Union that they referred to Jewish people as who were not able to return back to Israel.
Oh.
And then the second one was kind of what you would expect it to be, someone who is refusing something as a form of a protest.
So. Refuseniks. All right.
I think they were going for the later, but...
All right, well, we'll talk more about refuseniks and what one expert thinks should be done to these refuseniks. But first, let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I wanted to just pick up where I called yesterday. I wanted to give two quotes, one by Adam Smith and one by John Locke.
Okay.
And I thought maybe it would be good to just read the quotes and then discuss them.
Sure. And just so our callers know, our listeners, just so our listeners know, this is Greg from Intercoin. So go ahead, Greg.
Yes, Greg from Intercoin. So I would like to basically, a lot of people look up to Adam Smith about the invisible hand and John Locke about homesteading.
Mm-hmm.
And these concepts originated, or at least were popularized by them. But this is what they said, what they actually said about the invisible hand. So first, Adam Smith, he says, "The rich consume little more than the poor. And in spite of their natural selfishness and rapacity, they divide with the poor the produce of all their improvements. They are led by an invisible hand to make nearly the same distribution of the necessities of life which would have been made had the earth been divided into equal portions among its inhabitants, and thus, without intending it, without knowing it, advance the interests of society and afford the means to the multiplication of the species." He's basically saying, since they cannot consume in his day, they cannot eat more than the poor, then the rest is, by one means or another, distributed almost equally among the peasants and so on.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, this might not be related to that quote, but it brings to mind somebody brought to my attention that, you know, the world produces enough food for everybody to eat. So because there's enough food produced, we don't have a lack of food problem. What we have is a distribution problem, really, or a market problem. And what mm-hmm. what causes that? Well, I can point to government red tape as, you know, a huge obstacle as far as, you know, making sure food is distributed to where it needs to go, to where, you know, that kind of a thing. Sorry, I just went off on a tangent there, Greg. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
That was the quote he had from last night, but I thought there was another one.
Yeah, you had another one, right, Greg?
Yeah, I had another one. So the second one, to put them both out there, is homesteading. Now, homesteading, for listeners who may not know, when an Austrian economist or anarcho-capitalist talks about how does property come to be owned in the first place,
mm-hmm.
if, you know, the lake and the forest and other things on the earth may be not owned by anybody, or perhaps they're owned by the public, you could say. How does someone come to privately own those things? And so the theory that John Locke had advocated was called homesteading, which is to say one mixes their labor with, let's say, the ground. A tree grows because of their efforts, and then that tree belongs to them.
Right. So right? There's, some, you know, parts of a tree laying around, and if I, you know, break pieces of a tree into certain lengths that match and then, you know, sort of attach it to like a platform and make a stool out of it, now I own that because I made it. I mixed my labor with just resources that were lying about.
Exactly. So in the time, again, of John Locke, they were talking about agrarian society, and this is what John Locke said. This is called the Lockean proviso,
mm-hmm.
as I think it was Nozick, or if I'm pronouncing correctly, said it. Anyways, this is what Locke said after he mentioned homesteading. He said, "Nor was this appropriation of any parcel of land by improving it any prejudice to any other man, since there was still enough and as good left, and more than the yet unprovided could use, so that in effect there was nevertheless left for others because of his enclosure for himself. For he that leaves as much for another can make use of does as good as take nothing at all. Nobody could think himself injured by the drinking of another man, though he took a good draught, who had the whole river of the same water left to him to quench his thirst." But this is what he continues, says, can he take as much unlimited amounts? John Locke says no. To which I answer, he says, not so. The same law of nature that does by this means labor give us property does also balance that property too. God, he says, has given us all things richly, is the voice of reason confirmed by this inspiration. But how far has he given us to enjoy as much as anyone can make use of to advantage of life before it spoils? So much he, by his labor, may fix his property, and whatever is beyond this is more than his share and belongs to others. Nothing was made by God for man to spoil or destroy. So if you're leaving your vegetables to be rotting in the fields because you own too much acreage and you don't have enough people, or you have to top down employ them in order to extract rents from them like sharecroppers,
right,
then perhaps John Locke would not be on your side to do that.
All right. So I've heard some of this before, and you know, some of our listeners and hosts have, but there's probably a whole bunch of listeners who have never heard any of this before. If you could, like, you know, sort of send home one message from these two quotes to the listeners, what would it be?
It would be that what we commonly, colloquially use as the invisible hand, and is something that was mentioned only once or twice by Adam Smith and not in the context that we normally think it was. And the same thing with homesteading. People are quick to use the idea of homesteading today, but they devoid it of Locke's actual viewpoints. And when you look at these original thinkers, they themselves put limits on, you know, the free market laissez-faire completely, and basically said there should be limits on how much private property would be good for society if anyone, any one person would have.
I see.
Yes.
All right. And then I have a question for you, Intercoin Greg. What would Locke say about lying to kids about Santa Claus?
I would say Santa Claus is the biggest socialist of all. I don't know what's going on with that.
Just
right.
For everybody.
Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate you. Greg from Intercoin, everybody. Santa Claus is socialist. I mean, he is wearing bright red, I guess, so mm-hmm. That might be a giveaway. I'm not sure. I'm told that the socialists like the red.
He takes everyone's cookies. Well, I guess they're given to him.
Well, and but he leaves
the
presents.
So.
So
I guess that's kind of like an exchange, right?
Is it?
But everyone gets different presents if they all got the same present.
Right. And what if you're the poor bastard or kid? Or I guess kids can be bad. What if you leave the cookies out, but you've been bad and you get coal? That's not, I mean.
Got screwed.
Yeah, that's not cool. 603-283-6160. Is Socialist Santa coming to your town? Is he coming down your chimney? Is he making a list? Is he checking it twice?
Breaking in the window.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. Whiskery in here. It's getting whiskery.
You have cat to be kitten me right now.
I got nothing. I can't even scratch the litter box on that one. 603-283-6160. It is the final segment of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And before we go any further, I want to say thank you to Michael Iamayo. Michael Iamayo. He is a platinum amplifier. What does that mean? Well, if you head over to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, you will find a page that outlines our amplifier section. And what this means is you donate X amount of dollars. We only ask for $5. You can donate 10, 25, or more. There's several levels, and you get some little perks for doing that. But what you're doing is you're helping us spread the ideas of liberty, peace, and prosperity by getting this radio show onto more stations. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250, 300 radio stations, plus the internet, plus satellite stations, plus, you know, helping us promote all of this work in any of those ways by becoming an AMPS member over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Michael. You are appreciated. So, we were talking about
Abusenics?
Refusenics.
Oh, with the Abusenics.
Over here in the UK, where they're apparently considering doing some things. What were these things they're considering? Well, measures that could be used to reach more moderate people who remain unvaccinated, he said, include assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own.
What?
We won't ask you. We'll tell you.
Ridiculous.
I think you can call you and be like, Bob, your vaccine appointment is at 2 p.m. on Thursday. Like, what if I got a work or something?
We volunteered you to show up.
Yeah. That's called voluntelling. It's not volunteering. It's voluntelling.
They sound like an abusenik.
We're voluntarily telling you to be here at this time or else.
Voluntarily?
You have a choice.
Wink, wink.
Lose your job or get the jab.
Assigning vaccine appointments to people rather than asking them to book their own. Or setting up pop-up clinics in places like supermarkets or shopping centers. Sorry, it's a
toy stores.
British paper.
Yeah, toy stores.
Set up in a toy store. Santa will be there.
Another measure would be introducing a vaccine mandate, which he said will disgruntle a few people, but can be effective, quote unquote.
Oh, my God.
We have ways of making you.
For those with more extreme views, he said, those methods may not be effective.
Uh-oh.
He added, in the ideal world, time and money permitting, you can engage even those people in a very slow, long-term process where you affirm their right to have those beliefs rather than telling them something about themselves they don't want to hear. Let's put it that way. So you tell them something positive and then engage in what is effectively the same as a de-radicalization process for former terrorists or cult members.
So they're just, I can't believe they're just saying all this. You know, like, aren't these supposed to be, like, secrets or something?
Because we're really talking...
Waterboarding.
When we get down to that small number of committed refusers, we're talking about the psychology of cults and extremism, and it's a very similar psychology. This guy, first of all, I'm just going to pause there. There's more to this story. This guy, first of all, needs to take a look at the psychology of statists. Yes. Yes, right, perhaps.
The extremists.
Because they are the real extremists.
That sounds pretty extreme to me.
Yeah. Mr. Lewandowski said online, misinformation is a contributing factor, adding that while some steps had been taken to remove false claims, sites like Facebook and YouTube are not doing enough. And in fact, Facebook recently admitted that all of their fact-checking was opinion. So, yeah. One of the reasons these hardcore refuseniks exist is because they can live in their own ecosystem of misinformation, he said. Among those who continue to refuse the COVID vaccine is a 44-year-old Paul Barrett from Newcastle, who believes they are dangerous. Mr. Barrett said he has researched the topic by watching videos and reading articles online. Oh, my gosh.
No, you should only listen to the regular news media.
Wow. He went online?
His own research?
That's... And read an article or several and watched videos?
Refusenik. What, he looked at the research?
Refusenik. Send him to the camp.
And he believes the public is being lied to. Nothing could make me decide to have this jab. It's dangerous, he told PA. I've had COVID, and it's true. I was very ill and could barely breathe for over a week, but I survived through my immune system. I'm willing to continue to trust my immune system rather than a jab with so many cases of bad and even life-ending side effects. I believe we're being lied to.
Refusenik, send him away.
Online COVID misinformation is a very serious public health issue, according to one expert. Whoa. I'm Ren Ahmed, chief executive of the Center for Countering Digital Hate.
What?
Told PA, people have died and more still are at greater risk of suffering from COVID because they got their medical information from Facebook and other social media sites.
Yes, quit Facebook.
It sounds like these guys are just jealous. That, like, you know, like somebody else can make a video or write an article and people read it. These guys say words and, you know, they're full of crap and nobody pays any attention to them. Sounds
upset.
To me like they're jealous.
Yeah, they're jealous. Yeah. They are upset. How come we didn't think of that? Ugh.
These platforms are chronically polluted because anti-vaxxers have been allowed to dump toxic misinformation into people's feeds on a daily basis for years with impunity.
They're like dumping fluoride in the water.
I know, right?
Just dumping toxic tweets.
Or keeping kids in prison camps.
Right. Or spraying aluminum out of airplanes. Whatever.
Most people who haven't been jabbed aren't what you might refer to as committed anti-vaxxers. They're merely vaccine hesitant because they've been deliberately and cynically targeted with a steady campaign of half-truths, baseless conspiracy theories, and outright lies.
They just need a push into that meat grinder.
Yeah, like, how about you don't get to decide what gets put into my body, pal? Huh? How about that?
Oh, Refusnik. Send him away.
How about it doesn't matter what my reasons are for refusing to be needle raped? It's none of your business.
Right.
None of your business. Maybe I just don't like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't like your tone of voice.
I was going to get it, but then you told me to, so now I'm not going to.
Refusnik.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Yeah. I don't know what you just said, but yes. Well, sounds good.
I don't know what I said.
Abusniks. The abusniks versus the refusniks.
That's what these guys are, really. They are the abusniks. So just imagine, like, not being for free speech and difference of opinion.
That's a red flag. Let me just tell you, people, that is a red flag.
Red flag right there. So here's people raving or ranting about how social media is full of misinformation. Like, well, counter that with, you know, correct information, believable information. Right. Prove it with facts and evidence. Don't just get up there and say and expect people to believe you because you're some sort of authority figure. Back up your arguments with facts and evidence. Can you do that?
And that's the thing, too, because all of the people that are spreading misinformation actually have legitimate studies and research to back up their thoughts and opinions. But the actual truth, the science, so to speak, they don't have any real statistics. They don't have any real studies or anything to back up their claims. Just, well, you know, the professor at Mayo Clinic and Anthony Fauci said so, and they're doctors. So, yeah, okay, well, are you going to give me some stats or some the actual data?
They were talking about that at the that trip they went on to in Cancun, brought to you by Pfizer. Wasn't that where they picked up all that information?
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah. Well, you know, for propaganda to work, there has to be an element of truth in it.
Okay.
I mean, that just doesn't sound realistic. Like, it doesn't sound like there's any truth in that at all. I don't know. It's blatantly false in my mind.
It sounds like authoritarians crying because their propaganda didn't work.
Right. Yeah. So now more propaganda.
You didn't listen to our propaganda. We're going to have to put you in a camp.
All 3 million of you.
Mom.
It's not fair.
Little Billy wouldn't listen to me, so I put him in a camp. What are you teaching your children?
De-radicalizing them.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to call between those hours. This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Captain. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, listeners. Peace.
The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the 4th edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.